Some say black Americans saved this democracy. Americans voted in record numbers, but when black Americans flex their voting power, political outcomes change. The black vote has been a powerful political voice for over a century. This year marks the 150th anniversary of black men gaining the vote with passage of the 15th Amendment in 1870. Back in the 1800s, there were black U.S. senators, congressmen, and black officials in state and local government. But there was a price. In 1871, black Philadelphian voter Octavius Cato was killed on Election Day. This year also marks the 100th anniversary of women gaining the vote under the 19th Amendment in 1920. Again, there was a price. With the vote came racist state laws and attacks on black women. Black male and female voters created such a commanding political combination that it triggered voter suppression. Oppressive laws forced voters to pay a tax before they could vote or to take a test. Voting rights icons like John Lewis, Reverend C.T. Vivian, and Fannie Lou Hamer were beaten. Medgar Evers gunned down just for voting. The 24th Amendment in 1964 ended poll taxes. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was created to protect voters from discriminatory laws. Literacy tests were deemed unconstitutional, but voter suppression didn't go away. Key provisions of the Voting Rights Act have been gutted. Legal oppression remains. Imagine standing in line 10 hours to vote. Despite this, the black vote continues to grow. Of course, black voters alone cannot elect a president or maintain our democracy. It takes all of us. It's your democracy, and she's strongest when we all have equal justice under law. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.